Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey friends, welcome to Millennial Money, the podcast where I, Shauna Compton Game, get to chat with some really inspiring people who are going to inspire us all to get up, take back our bank accounts, and chase after that life we want to live. And I am pumped for today's episode. I get to chat with Life Happens president and CFO, Faiza Stafford, about everyone's favorite topic, life insurance. Okay, it might not be your favorite topic, but I can promise you it's a smart money move you should consider, one that's really just about love.
Really, again, I'll reiterate, it's a product that is showing an act of love, right? So if you really care about something enough or someone enough, this is a simple way to show that.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
I can remember the very first day I started working with my dad in the financial world way back in 2006. And he said we were going to see a client who had just received proceeds from a life insurance policy. And I was like, okay, whatever. I had grown up around hearing about life insurance really my whole life because my father has been in the financial industry for, I think now, like 50 plus years, way longer than I've been alive. But he said, this client really wanted to see us. So his brother had passed away at 37 and left him with a $1 million policy. And he wanted to talk about what he should do with the money. So when we got there, I could tell that he was really still shaken up. But I asked him if he wouldn't mind sharing the story since I was kind of new to all of this. And he said his brother was so healthy. And then one day he wasn't and ended up passing away, of course, at a really young age. But that this life insurance policy that was left to him was really going to help him get out of college debt, buy a house, fund his retirement, maybe pay for a wedding in the future. And of course, he wouldn't trade having his brother alive for any of that. I mean, he deeply, deeply was so sad that this happened to his brother. But when we got back into the car, I said to my dad, like, wow, I really think we need to find a way to make learning about life insurance cool and approachable, dare I say those words, because this really changes lives. So that has completely been my mission ever since. And yes, on so many episodes I've talked about, life insurance isn't for everyone, of course, but FASA is here to help us throw out some of those myths and misconceptions and really understand why life insurance can be a vital piece of a strong financial foundation, something that everyone at least should tilt their ear a little bit and listen to. And P.S., I want you to take this episode and I want you to share it with someone else because you just never know when this might change somebody else's life. We're talking about a subject, life insurance, which is a subject that so many people have this distaste when they hear the words. Why do you think we automatically go to thinking that life insurance is something that is negative or terrible or has those sort of stereotypes in our head?
The incredible part is that life insurance really is this type of miracle product that people just don't understand. I think there's a lack of education on the product. Even just, you know, in schools, there's a lack of education on financial literacy overall. And one of these phenomenal products that isn't talked about is life insurance. It is something that people kind of just think maybe it's, you know, your grandparents had it or someone you know had it. But I promise you, when you don't have it and you needed it, that's when you realize how important it really is. And really, the whole point of Life Happens, our organization, is to educate consumers and folks and businesses, families, people about this product that can do so much good, but is so misunderstood.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I could probably ramble on for hours of stories that I've heard, particularly people who didn't think that they needed life insurance, and then maybe they saw something happen to a family member that was unexpected. And suddenly that brings up all of these questions of, well, what happens if that happens to me? And you start thinking about things differently. I think a lot of people can relate to stories like that. And I bet at Life Happens, you hear a lot of those, right?
We hear about it every day. So one of our educational programs is called the Life Lessons Scholarship Program. And that's exactly it. It is a time for us to give back to the community, to students, kids really, whose parents passed away at a very young age and they didn't have life insurance. And you hear about how these kids have to struggle, how they have to go through the grieving process, deal with the financial, you know, peril of losing a house, or how do I continue my college dreams? How do I even just pay for the monthly grocery bill? These kids are struggling, and we have so many kids applying to this program, we are overwhelmed. We've already given away $2 million worth of scholarships to these kids. The industry has also donated to give scholarships, and it's just a really, it's again reiterating the idea of a lack of education, and especially for younger folks who think they're not going to pass away at a young age, but it does happen. Believe me, we see these stories daily.
Wow, that's... I love that you shared that. I didn't know that you had that program. And I think that's so great because you can see all of the ripples. It's not just, sometimes people think, oh, life insurance is just maybe if I own a house or something big like that. But even, you know, if you break it down to the granular level of how are you going to pay for groceries, like that suddenly becomes very real for just about everyone.
Absolutely. And also, I think when you start looking at kids and the effect that it has on kids, that's when it really tugs at your heartstrings, right? Like you put yourself in their shoes. Even the program is judged by a collective, and I'm one of those judges. And
oh, wow.
I will go through and I'll see students that went to the same college as I did, right, in Northern California. I'll see that same college and I'll think to myself, I probably walk by kids at that age that were dealing with the same thing, dealing with like couch surfing because they had no home because a parent passed away and they're just struggling to make it through this college episode so they can get a real job and pay for their bills. It's phenomenal that these folks, especially because life insurance is so inexpensive at a young age, they could have gotten this protection. And then the ripple effect that you mentioned wouldn't be passing down generation to generation.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine reading those stories with just, you know, you need a box of Kleenex next to you.
We do say that. We do. So we break it up. When we judge these entries, it just hits home. I actually piece it out. I can't do it all in one sitting because then you get overwhelmed. It's just so sad. And each one of them is unique, but you hear these kids really doing all they can to survive. And then also honoring their parent that passed away, right? There is that love and care for that parent, although maybe they didn't plan accordingly financially. It's still, there's this love that pervades it, and you have to kind of balance survival and then that legacy that they left of struggle.
Wow. I just got goosebumps. I'd love for you to share some of the biggest maybe misconceptions or myths that surround life insurance. Like, what are those things that keep people stuck from seeing this as a vital piece of your financial, you know, foundation?
So specifically, it's about the cost. Folks are overestimating the cost of life insurance, specifically if you're looking at term life insurance, which is really what a millennial would be looking at, especially at a young age. It's that policy that you get when you're young, when you're healthy, and the insurer provides you a policy that protects you for maybe your kids or your mortgage, maybe someone you cared about, or even a business situation where you want to protect the business. But it is so phenomenally inexpensive for that age group and that healthy age group. So for example, we found that 42% of millennials believe a life insurance policy of $250,000 would cost them $1,000 per year.
Wow.
But that's not the case.
Yes.
It's only $160 a year, which is equivalent to your Netflix subscription, right? So that protection of $250,000 versus your Netflix subscription. You can budget for both because you know that they're just so important. That lack of understanding of the cost is the biggest hurdle to getting folks buying life insurance.
And I'm so glad that you talked about cost because that's a powerful concept that I talk about a lot, the concept of leverage. The fact that you could leverage $200,000 of life insurance coverage for that small amount of money every year. I mean, that's doing, or what, at least what I feel like, that is making smart money moves. It's looking at things and saying, you know what, for the cost of my Netflix or my coffees or whatever it may be, I'm also doing something smart with my money. And I think that's just so powerful for, especially when you're in your 20s and 30s, to understand that.
And also, like you mentioned, the leveraging, right? You can launch from that beginning policy, that starter policy, and then talk to a financial advisor, talk to your company, and then see what else, other products you would change over to as you progress. You know, your life changes, you have kids, you pay off a mortgage, you get a promotion. It's really just this launching pad of protection tools that can turn into a wealth of protection, but also retirement planning. There's a lot of benefits to this product that an agent could walk you through.
Exactly. Yeah. And for those who are listening who there's probably still a lot of confusion over life insurance. I'd love for us just to like step back a little bit and talk about like what exactly is life insurance? And we've talked a little bit about it, but why would somebody then need it?
I call life insurance love insurance. And that's what it is. It's if you care for someone, something, some idea large enough and you want to protect it and you want to leave a legacy so that that person, that thing can continue on without you, that's what this is. Life insurance is truly an act of love. And so if you care for someone, whether it's a child, children, your spouse, your partner, even a business that you built from the ground up or a charity that you like, anything that you truly love, the way that you protect that love is by buying life insurance. It's such a simple way to protect that legacy of yours that even if you're not around, it continues without you there. One way I kind of, especially for kids, because my kids don't understand life insurance completely, that they're young and they're trying to deal with what mom does. And I always equate it to the idea that when you go into the Apple store, you buy that brand new iPhone, right? And you're like playing in, you're setting it all up and you're walking out with it and it doesn't have that protective case. So you're walking home and you're just hoping that you're not going to drop this case. And so that pit in your stomach is growing. You just want to get home, put that case on it, protect it. And finally, when you do, you're like, ah, okay, it's protected. That's the feeling you get when you buy life insurance. You know that it's protected. That love that you have for your family, for your loved ones, will continue on. And that's it. It's a simple act.
I love that analogy because I've experienced that so many times. Like, oh gosh, I can't drop this thing.
Exactly.
Wow. So I know there are lots of different types of life insurance. Could you walk through, like, what are some of the most common types?
So I'm not an agent. You actually are maybe more familiar than I am, but I will say that there are so many different variations of life insurance that they can work for the gamut of from your early stages, even as a child, all the way to your retirement age. And what we do at Life Happens, because we are not agents, we're really just an educational foundation. We provide you with the tools and resources to find a company, an agent, an advisor that will lead you into this discussion of what works for your needs. The basic, especially for millennials, is term insurance. That's like your starter kit of life insurance, and that's where usually you would start off with. But it really depends on your life stage and your circumstances and what your goals are and what you want to protect.
Yes, that makes sense. And I love that you bring that up because everybody is different. So something that's right for you might not be right for me and vice versa. And so it's important, I think, to really get educated, to really understand your options and understand too what you're purchasing, because I think it's really easy to just fall in line with a friend or again, what somebody else is doing, and that might not be right for you. So I'm a huge proponent of what you guys do at Life Happens, and just getting yourself educated, I think, is so valuable.
And that's the whole point of our website. So it's lifehappens.org. And on there, you'll be able to put in some of your financial data, your life information, and get a nonprofit's take, Life Happens take, on the basic needs that you have for life insurance, right? We have a life insurance needs calculator, and it's literally four quick steps. You put in your debt, your income, your kids or no kids, and then it calculates all that, and it gives you an estimated amount of life insurance that you would need. Now, again, this is a starting point. This is where you would take this information and then reach out to someone, an advisor that would give you more information about what tools would best work to deliver that protection level, but also allow you to go through your life stages and provide that continued protection.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you,
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. So let's talk 10 things you need to know about life insurance. The first is that term insurance is the cheapest when you're young and healthy. It can be the equivalent of how much you're paying for Netflix or Hulu or other streaming services like that. It does not have to be super expensive. Number two, term insurance is like renting. Think of it like renting. So you have it for a specific length of time. Typically, that's 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, but some life insurance companies have different timeframes, but those are the three really general timeframes. So that means as long as you pay your premium, you have the policy. You stop paying for your premium, just like renting, you don't have the life insurance anymore. Number three, you can pay for it lots of different ways, annually, monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, so you can find something that works with your specific budget. All right, number four, you can shop online. Honestly, it has never been easier to shop for life insurance online, although I'm, of course, a big fan of talking to a CFP or some other life insurance expert to make sure you get the right policy. But there are companies like Haven Life. There are a lot of them out there where you can go on and really within a few minutes apply for a life insurance policy. Number five, the typical question is, how much life insurance should I buy? And although there's not an ideal amount, most experts suggest 8 to 10 times your income for that death benefit. So if my income was $100,000, I may be able to purchase up to $1 million life insurance death benefit. Number six, life insurance proceeds are typically tax-free. There are a few instances where the death benefit is not tax-free, but generally speaking, it is tax-free. That's good news. Number seven, you can name a beneficiary. So the beneficiary is the person who will actually receive the life insurance proceeds if something happens to you. And you can also name what's called a contingent beneficiary. So that is somebody that if the primary beneficiary passed away, the contingent beneficiary would receive the proceeds. And you can change these anytime. You can change these until you are blue in the face. And just a word of caution, I wouldn't put your new girlfriend or boyfriend down as your beneficiary unless you're really, 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 really sure that you're going to stay in a relationship with them. Just a little food for thought. Number eight, always, always buy from a reputable name brand life insurance carrier, aka just do your Google homework first. Just look up the company, make sure they have good ratings, a good standing. You could find out so much information online. Number nine, this is something that a lot of people don't like to do, but always let your beneficiary know that they've been named, right? So you don't want any surprises. You pass away and somebody's like, oh, I didn't know I was beneficiary of this. Just let them know. And then also let them know how to find a copy of your policy. And number 10, life changes. So your life insurance needs are going to change as you get older.
you can typically always reduce coverage. So let's say I had $1 million policy and I was like, nah, I don't think I want $1 million anymore. I want 500,000. Most life insurance carriers are like, great, we're more than happy to step off some of that risk. No problem. They'll just recalculate what your premium would be. But if you want to increase your death benefit, you typically need to apply for a new policy, which means you'll have to go through medical underwriting all over again. So quick 10 things, just a little bit for you to keep in mind when you're thinking about life insurance. I like that. Those are great tools to have. And you mentioned life stages. So are there any common life stages when people start to look at life insurance?
Absolutely. So really the big ones, right? When you have a child, that's the very first one. But I will say it's not when the child is here. It's before the child is here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We have another educational program where we highlight the good that an agent did to provide protection to a family or a business. And we get so many stories in there where this family bought life insurance and it was before a child was even in the picture. And yet somehow something happened while that woman, that wife was pregnant and the other partner passed away. And then what happens to that family that maybe is still waiting for the delivery of that child? And the way that life insurance protected their ongoing future allowed them the time to grieve. So it's not just when you have a child, it's before that child is even here. Another life stage is buying a house. That mortgage is expensive. You want to be sure that you have enough, you know, in protection so that if you are out of the picture, that income replacement for that partner of yours can continue and they can pay the bills. They can stay in that same home. College savings is another one. If you are not in the picture and you're not able to save whatever money you're putting away to your 529 plan, who's going to be putting that money away? So life insurance can fill that need. And again, these are all different life stages. And so the need is different as you progress through your stages. So at some point, you might not feel that college is important anymore because you've already paid it all off. If you're so lucky to have a parent that will pay that for you. So again, it's just these big mile markers. Birth of a child before they come, a house, a promotion where there's more income coming into the house and you want to replace it, college savings, even retirement planning. There are so many ways that this product can provide protection and a protection of your legacy.
Those are all great ideas. I mean, thinking about it before you have the baby, I think is, you know, that's the time when you're thinking about like, what do I need to buy? What's my checklist? All those changes start happening. So I think that's just a great motivator to start thinking about this for sure. I'm super curious too. We've talked just a little bit about this, but why do you think there is such a lack of education around life insurance? How did we get to this point?
I think if you're looking at generations, the older generations, the baby boomers are very well aware that life insurance is important and they see the value in it. And I think it was just very well taught from their parents and they saw the value of it and it just got passed down. For younger generations, for millennials, even Gen Xers, there's less understanding of that and there's more constraints on your wallet, right? You have so many other bills to pay. You got your student loan that you're still paying. You've got your rent, your mortgage. You've got your car payments. There's so many competing factors that go into your monthly budget. And what we tell folks is if you believe your legacy and your loved ones are important, then you'll make life insurance a priority. And that's just it. You'll fit it into your budget. And again, the younger you are, the more inexpensive it is.
That's such a good point. And I didn't think about that, but you're right. I mean, there's so many drags on the income that we make that, and I also think the, you know, technology and everything, it's like consumerism is in our face all day long too. So we always like to think about all the stuff we want to buy, but the idea of putting money towards something that's a protection element, it's always that tough choice, particularly the younger we are. I mean,
I'm surely have done that myself.
Well, the analogy I gave you about the iPhone and how you want to protect it. I know so many folks who buy the insurance for their Apple iPhone, right? And
yes.
So they think nothing of it. Just, oh yeah, right. Obviously. So important. Well, also your life, your income, your loved ones, that's important too. Protect that. And again, it's so inexpensive. You can just make it part of your budget, make it a simple, you know, it's a monthly debit and you just don't think about it. And it gives you that relief of knowing that you did what you needed to do.
Such a good point. I love to ask this of every guest, but I'm particularly interested for you. How did you make your way into an organization about life insurance?
That's funny. Completely by mistake.
Those are the best stories.
So I was coming back from a year in Japan teaching English as an English teacher, and I needed a break. It was an exciting experience, but I also had to reacclimate myself to the U.S. And so I went back to D.C. and I had two job interviews, and both of them had life in their name. And one of them was Life Happens, and another one was this heart defibrillator company. And I was going to these interviews, and it was always finance related. And I walked in, did an interview for both of them, and I just fell in love with the team at Life Happens. And really, the mission just means the world to me. I honestly, so personally, I lost my mom when she was very young.
Oh no!
And I had to deal with the fact that when I went to her apartment, she lived in Quebec, Canada. I had to go in there, clean up all of her paperwork, all of her house, all of her belongings. And my kids were very young at the time. They saw what happened to me when I was doing all this. But the only good part of this whole story is that she had prepaid for her funeral and her cremation and everything. And I just didn't have to think about that. And that hits home. It's just the fact that she cared enough about me to take care of me, even if she wasn't around. And she did that. And I know for her, that budget was tight for her. And she made that a priority. That's what we do. We make sure that folks understand it's just a priority. If you love someone, you do this. And so anyway, I found Life Happens mission to resonate for me personally. And I thought, absolutely, I will buy into this and I will make my best effort to get every person interested in buying life insurance or buying it right away.
Yeah. It's always great when they're not great, but when there's a personal attachment to the company you work for, or the mission that you're working towards. I think it's great when you can find that and attach to that. So I'd love to know, you talked a little bit about some of the features of Life Happens, but what are some of the other maybe tools or tips or education if we were on the website that we would learn?
Well, if you went this month, you would be hitting our website in the middle of what we call Life Insurance Awareness Month. And this is an industry-wide event. It is something that we created about 15 years ago, and it is taking the whole month of September for us and every person in the financial industry to talk about the value of life insurance. And what we try to do is make sure that we hit as many people with this educational message so that they can start having those important conversations around leaving a legacy and protecting their loved ones. So for us, you would see on our main page, Brooke Shields. So, you know, from your youth or from even right now, I think she does like some kind of clothing design work. So I think on QVC actually. And so she is our spokesperson for Life Insurance Awareness Month. And she talks about how she's using life insurance to protect her two girls. She has two girls as well. And she uses this life insurance to protect her legacy. So all around the United States and even Canada, we're promoting this message of education, making sure that we're using this megaphone through Brooke Shields. And it's just a phenomenal way to reach more consumers with the same educational message.
That's great. Okay. So last question, I'm going to put you up on a pedestal for just a minute or two. So we've listened a lot, learned a lot about life insurance, but at the end of the day, what are the one or two things that we really need to know and remember about life insurance? Like what needs to stick?
Number one, the inexpensiveness of it when you're young and you're healthy. And that's when you want to get it. You want to make sure that you're getting your life insurance when it's, when you're the healthiest and before problems crop up. Because once you already been diagnosed with something later on in your life, if you are going to be diagnosed with something, that's too late. And that's not when you're going to be able to get that life insurance coverage that you need. And so folks, especially your audience, needs to be thinking about, it's the cost of your Netflix, right? So just buy it, get it set up, make sure you talk to an advisor that gives you the best product for your needs and the ability for it to convert to your ongoing needs as you get older. And number two, how really, again, I'll reiterate, it's a product that is showing an act of love, right? So if you really care about something enough or someone enough, this is a simple way to show that. I honestly would say it's a great Valentine's Day present. If you really cared about someone, show them that you bought a life insurance policy that protects them if you aren't in the picture.
I'm sure you probably still have a ton of questions about life insurance, and that's cool. It's great to have questions. So head on over to lifehappens.org. You can find out so much information. There's calculators. There's so many goodies over there, but it can really help you at least get a foundation and understand what life insurance is, and is this something that is right for you now? Or maybe it's not right for you now, but maybe it is in the future. Thanks so much for checking out this episode, and a big thanks to our sponsors that make this show possible. Remember to subscribe in your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. But before you leave, I want to empower you to embrace where you are today, the good and the not so good. And remember, nothing lasts forever. Just keep taking small steps every day and remember how awesome you truly are.